Hello, everybody. Jonah Hart, No Make Wrong, One Day at a Time. Nikki with you. Today is the last week of our one-liners. We have successfully completed our course, and now we will go into a deeper, in-depth teaching. We're going to see what shows up, what love wants us to share, okay, and what's going to be available for you guys will be what love decides is needed and necessary. And I am expecting that whoever's listening is somebody that's been hanging with us for a while. If you haven't, that's okay. Thank you for being here and welcome. And get yourself started and go to January 2022 or February of 2022. Actually, January 31st of 2022 on through February, and that'll give you what you need to move forward. January is preparing us. The month of January is creating a space for us to step into, if you'd like to do that for yourself. So now, moving forward. Today is your day. Congratulations. And, you know, give yourself, feel good about that. There's a distinct difference from feeling content and the ego patting you on the back over and over again saying how great you are, okay? Enjoy that you've moved this far, that you've come to this place, that you're where you are now, in your present now. So today's one-liner for this Monday is, just when you think it's the worst thing that ever happened, it turns out to be the best. Wouldn't you say that speaks for itself? Just when you think it's the worst thing that could ever happen, it turns out to be the best. Sit with that for a moment. It speaks for itself. Use it. And use it because it works. I used this over and over and over again as I found myself in situations. And it was through incrementalism, gradually with intention, that I no longer have to even repeat that one-liner. It's just who I be. Not a big pat on the back. It's just when the cuckoo hits the fan, that's where I go. Just when I think it's the worst thing that could ever happen, it turns out to be the best. And for me, guys, I've had 40 years of experiencing this over and over and over again. It never is what the mind makes it out to be. The mind loves to catastrophize. The mind loves to create catastrophe everywhere, anywhere. The unexamined mind is what is happening in the world right now. Will you be someone who continues to perpetuate the norm in life? Or are you going to continue to be somebody that follows your yuck and yum? Because I got to say, it's gotten you to where you are right now. Listening to Eckhart. Sometimes listening to me. There's the freedom that you have. And this is part of that freedom as well. When you can really get that, just when you think it's the worst thing that could ever happen, it turns out to be the best. And when you can have that happen over and over again, incrementalism, right? And then you begin to trust it over and over again. Then next thing you know, you just be it. You fall into it. It is what you are. It is how you function. It is how you move through the world. And that's really the most peaceful thing I've ever been able to do for myself is to get in there and dig around. Well, actually, it's not about digging around anymore. That's what I used to do. I don't have to do that anymore. Now, we just listen to our meeting 1 hour a day for however long we got to do it. Some people go to meetings for years and years and years, guys. Why? Because they shift their thinking. That's what we're doing. We shift our thinking. We move away from the old ideas. And we move into the new paradigm for ourselves. And it's not a big deal. It's just normal. Well, normal would be insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's what insanity is, and that's what normal is. What I'm talking about is the natural state of being that we are, with nothing in the space, no mind, no meaning, and no maker. Just simply us, present, accounted for, loving, in action, in the moment. Just when you think it's the worst thing that ever happened, it turns out to be the best. Even while you're walking through the eye of a needle, even walking through the eye of a needle is just when you think it's the worst thing that could ever happen, it turns out to be the best. That's when you use that. Or when you in some other situation. So, okay, my friends, that's that. That is our 90-day program in half of a year. And the other half of the year now is going to be about some really heartfelt, courageous conversations about walking the walk, living life one day at a time. And if you haven't noticed, that started with our one-liner, caca. Everything hit the fan. When the caca hits the fan, that cobweb of owies gets triggered. You just got an example of mine. It used to be that stuff took me down. Took me down. So if it's taking you down, just take a breath. Don't forget incrementalism. And just keep putting one foot in front of the other. If I can get through this stuff and move through the hell I've moved through, not to say that you haven't moved through some hell, okay? That's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying if I can move through it, then you can move through it, okay? Because I gotta say, my pendulum swung from one extreme to the other. I do not believe that is the experience of most people. And yet, maybe it is. Because that inner world is pretty powerful, right? So it feels like that inside. And yet, once we get ourselves grounded and stable and no longer in the mind, and we're now using our yuck and yum, and we got no makron going on, and we're in everyone functioned, now we're out there moving through life differently. Now, when the caca hits the fan, our reactiveness doesn't have to add any more new caca for us to dissolve or dissipate, for us to be clear and to move through life. Your reactiveness, as you step away from the conditioned mind, lessens. And as you move through that part of the game or the program or whatever you want to call it, you become very aware of who you actually be in life. And getting clear and present to how reactive one is can be painful. Can be painful. And that's the point of this, is not to dwell in the pain, to dissolve the pain. And how that happens is to keep taking the actions, the steps that we've shared with you, Keep using the one-liners. Keep creating that space and stepping into the space of those one-liners. Okay? And the spaces. They're just pointers. They just point you. And as you move into your internal nav and you're discovering and you're experiencing and you're sensing, that's where it becomes second nature for you. Or it's not a second nature, is also, as Eckhart states, another step. So it becomes second nature, but at that point it just becomes you. There's no definitive line there like second nature. It's just who you are. It's who you are being. And that's what's beautiful about this teaching and what it provides you, okay? Look, as far as I'm concerned, consider this a gift from love, infinite love to you. And I am honored and privileged, and I respect the heck out of each of you for moving through this. This is some stuff. You got to move through your own stuff, your own spaces, and it takes a little something. As long as you're here listening and you're moving through and you're willing to be willing, you're taking care of business. You're creating peace on earth. That's what you are creating. Peace on earth. One person at a time. Joan of Arc's mission statement. And love gave us this, okay, guys? Joan of Arc's mission statement is to imprint the warrior of infinite love in the heart of humanity. Let me repeat that again. That was given to me. Can you believe that? I mean, like, I really can't take, I can take credit, but I can't take all that much credit. This stuff just drops. So, infinite love, the mission statement for Joan of Arc is to imprint the warrior of infinite love in the heart of humanity. Wow, that makes me want to cry. That's love's deal, guys. So congratulations to you, even if you don't know it. You've moved through a whole 90-day program. Kudos for you. Okay? Bravo that you've come this far and that you keep doing what you're doing for yourself. It's beautiful. No matter what life is bringing you, no matter how life is showing up, you can do it. You can walk through it, and you can feel it, and you can feel it, all of it. And when you do, you're going to feel everything, and you don't have to be afraid of that because it's enlivening. You're going to experience joy and sadness at the same time, grief and blessing at the same time. And that's life. That's how life shows up. I don't have to be afraid of that anymore. I don't have to be afraid of anybody hurting me. If they hurt me, they hurt me because I let it. And they hurt me because I understand it's my egoic identity they hurt. Not the I am. Not the love that I am. Not the essence that I am. They haven't hurt any of that. They cannot hurt any of that. As Eckhart says, that's the invisible part of us. The invisible part of us that lives on. It just, we live. Energy doesn't die. And I love how he says, when he said this, it was such a profound statement to me. It's not a matter of life and death. It's a matter of birth and death in this form. Because we are life. We are life. So congratulations, guys. I'm leaving you with just when you think it's the worst thing that could ever happen, it turns out to be the best. Because whatever brought you to this program turned out to be the best. And usually, It's what we say in language that it's a negative. We are going to now, from this point forward, notice our yuck and yum and notice that we're not labeling it. We just recognize it's indicating something instantly to us that we need to look at. And if we look at it, we just notice it. And in that, everything gets sorted out. Okay, guys? I love you. Congratulations. Now, let's get into some really great stuff, okay? I'll do my best to, at least once a week, have an interview. And then the interviews are going to get pretty real. That's all I got to say. Okay? Talk to you later, alligator. Bye-bye.